USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending has recovered to where it was headed before the pandemic.
President Biden's comments as he meets with CEOs and other business leaders at the White House on Monday, the president discussing supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. A judge is stopping President Biden's vaccine mandate for some health care workers. The government was looking to implement the vaccine requirement for workers at medical facilities that get federal funding. With the judge's ruling, workers in 10 states do not have to comply. The judge saying the mandate would hinder a health care facility's ability to carry out its purpose for treating patients. A jury in New York is being seated in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming underage minors for Jeffrey Epstein. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
On Sunday, several Chinese aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense zone as tensions increased between the two countries. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox News the rest of the world should push back on what China is doing.
Where they get this, that they should rule an entire area and take over a location in a country that's free and has a democratic society, is beyond me. And it should be the world that pushes back on China, not just the United States, but our allies should be in this too.
China claims Taiwan as its own territory and says it will be brought under control by force if necessary. Alaska senators are calling on President Biden to ramp up oil production to offset rising gas prices. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticizing the president's decision to release 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's energy reserve, saying it will only grant temporary relief at the pump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On Monday, President Biden addressed the nation regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant, urging calm as more cases of the variant are detected around the world.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed.
At least four men have been arrested in connection with two coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as two Nordstroms, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.